Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
We're about 10 seconds in. We've had the liquidator. We've had the we're away tweet. Good afternoon, dear listener. From the double winning, cup double winning, Erith Town Football Club. Doesn't that sound nice, Robert?
It certainly does.
We haven't had the usual hello.
Oh, that's a great ball. Straight
offside.
Oh, it's off, the flag's up.
Don't get carried away, Rob. You could see by the lines, Lino's
Scaramanga over there.
Positioning, yeah. Well, good afternoon, dear listener, as we're here for this afternoon's game between Erith Town FC and Lordswood, where 3 points will all but guarantee Skeffel playoffs for the home side. It's rather exciting. I'm trying to downplay this the best I can.
It's almost as exciting as their kit.
I like it. I think if you were colourblind, it's a good camouflage number. But I am not, so it sticks out like a sore thumb. But it's a very nice swirly blue. Kind of tie-dye, if you will. I think my nine-year-old did something similar in school once. What do you think, Chris?
Well, there's about 13 different colours of blue on there, but no, it's quite nice. It's the new age thing. It's like the mishmash that Liverpool had, isn't it? You know, for me, I'm old school. I like the old stripes or a plain kit with a sponsor on, but that's me, shall we say.
And next season, if we have that style, you'll like that style.
Well, I'll have to go with it, won't I? So we'll see what the owner wants to do.
I like old-fashioned red and white hoops, your heart and I was younger.
Yeah. Some people are just corporate sellouts. We'll just see what the kit is next season. However, Erith Town go into this game comfortably in fifth place, where, as we say, mathematically it's still not confirmed, but in a very strong driving seat towards the playoff places, and hot on the heels of Faversham, Glebe, Corinthian, etc., who are up there with us. It's a rather changed lineup to recent weeks, because let's be brutally honest, I think everyone's knackered.
Yeah, and I was looking at them warming up, and some of them were warming up, less than enthusiastically, but you know, it's hardly surprising they have played some games this season.
Imagine, really, dear listener, games. Metaphorically, they're all out there, and the alarm goes off on their metaphorical alarm clock on a Monday morning. They don't want to be there. They don't want to switch it off, but they have to.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to a TV, and there's Premier League clubs who are all complaining that they're playing two games a week for, like, you know, after season. And I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, but you're being paid handsomely for it, and it's the only thing you do. The rest of the time, you sleep and eat.
So blame Liverpool then, really.
They're one of them.
Yeah, but
just think, from next season, we won't have to play cup replays. Oh, no, we will, sorry, at non-league.
Non-league
did forget,
level,
yeah.
We will.
So we will survive 60 games.
Well, just quickly.
Here is the man, the myth.
The man, the myth, the legend, who's been up since half seven.
Yeah, I certainly have. Did my mental health walk and talk, mate. It's very good.
Yeah,
it was six of us today, mate. So
that's a good number.
It was okay. It was good. It was, out of all the weeks I've done, I think today was one of my favourites. Sun was out. It was very good.
Yeah. And is that because certain people weren't there? I'm joking.
No, Jamie Wood, the coach, come along today, so that was good. Kept him on his toes.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. And some great work as well, Mark Petters, I saw with your Oxley's work again.
Yeah, that was on Thursday, mate. So we got a tournament on Thursday at Long Lane for him as well. So, we got to the semi-final last time. So, yeah, and then we've got a match down here in mid-June. I think it's the 22nd of June as well with Joe. So that'd be good.
Very nice.
That's going to involve some of the Erith Town coaches as well. So get your boots out, mate. Oh, we're looking for one. We'll be recruiting players.
Oh, I don't
and
mind.
And if anyone wants to get involved, don't forget to email
info@erithtown.com. Yeah. What do you think going into this one today, Mr. Pez?
Oh, I think we're going to bring it home today. We're going to win today and get the playoff spot sorted for next week.
Nice confidence. Yeah. I'll edit this out in case we don't. Do you want to do a sound clip where we go? They might just nick it, just in case.
No. Not at all. Confidence, fully confident, mate.
6 minutes in, 0-0. Sorry, can I sneak past here? Apologies, sorry. It's a busy stadium today, isn't it? Busy stadium coming through. Sorry, can I sneak through? Yeah, cover his ears, the language. Sorry, can I sneak through for 1 second? Thank you very much. So, where are we off to tonight then?
James's birthday party.
Where's the invite?
You're not coming.
What is all that about?
You
Do you know what? Do you know what's even worse, right?
We're on a party podcast.
I comment on his air gel the other day.
You did.
You've now copied the hairspray.
Yeah. No, it was Alan Fulmer's wife that put this up.
I feel quite hurt by this. I have. Do you know what? Sometimes I look at Dyer and think, where would he be without me?
I agree.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know what I mean? Where would we all be without this podcast, really?
Well, I must say, that last 10 minutes the other night was brilliant.
Oh, it was a belter, wasn't it?
It was a belter, wasn't it?
Our sow of club hats, since you wore it, has spiked massively. Only probably to stop you buying them and wearing them.
Yeah, that was a good 10 minutes podcast, wasn't it?
Ten minutes? I'll tell you what, I had a sore jaw from all the talking. These people next to us are like, what is he on about? Are you here for who are we supporting today?
Lordwood.
I ain't talking to you. no offence. Anyway, when we win 4-0 today, I hope they remember that behind us.
Best
Who has got the best hair? Do you know what?
We'll
Can I get a picture? We'll do a half-time poll. Who has the best half-time hair?
Is it Bradley? Is it James? Or is it
Rob and Chris? It shows you how good this first 10 minutes been. And we're obsessed with the Chief Diet's hair. Through ball by Harry Taylor to Harrison Carnegie. How'd you get to Carnegie Hall, everyone?
Practice.
There we are. Thanks, Chris. I don't know why I bother with this sometimes, Jesus. 0-0. Opening 18, 19 minutes. Been all Erith so far, Rob.
It has, we're right on top. Just need to take advantage of it. But yeah, we're keeping them at bay. They've had one or two like brief forays into our area, but we've got them well covered.
The net has rippled like a fishing net at high wind, but we've had a disallowed goal and the side netting hit. So we're not doing too bad, but we just need to be that little bit more clinical, don't we?
Yep.
Milo is well offside there as the ball's played over the top. But one thing I will comment on, and I'm sure there could be an under-18s or under-23 manager watching on also noticing this. Thanks for paying attention. But they're playing a high line that we're not reading particularly well at the moment, aren't they?
That's what you need, the runner for midfield to break the line, mate, coming in from deep.
Yeah, because there's been a few times there's not been a lot of effort to play Erith offside.
Yeah, the third runner, mate, boy over the top, midfielder run up, boss, yeah. Break it, break the lines.
Shall I get your kit for half-time, Sean Maris, done yet?
No, I can't run anymore, mate.
Just get him one of them nice gilets, you can go and sit and talk to him.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you'll fit him well. Where is gilet? What do you think so far, Chris? 15, 20 minutes in?
Yeah, I think we've... I think, like, the high line they're playing, I think there's a massive opportunity here because... What, 4 or 5 times we've been in, we just need to get that final ball right. And like Mark just said, I think, you know, Milo, James, Harrison, Bradley, they get their run right and they play the right ball, they're going to be in a minute. So let's hope it goes our way and we get that goal.
It is one of them for me a little bit at the moment, Chris. I mean, I'm not saying Erith playing bad by any means, it's been a good start, but it's to do with, again, usual, that little bit of sort of self-discipline, if you get what I mean. It's like the tight look die there.
There we go, he's in again.
No, but he's not timed his run right.
Offside again. Yeah.
So
it's clever from Lordswood, but it's a dangerous game. You see Liverpool do it at the top end, you know.
They're playing a high line.
They're playing a very high line, and I think that it's very dangerous for them. And I think we'll work it out, and we will score a goal from a ball over the top in very shortly.
Yeah, well, there's
my
so.
Prediction.
There we are. There we are. It remains 0-0 so far, but Erith Town are dominating. 0-0. I'll tell you what, this is getting a little bit frustrating. There's a few half chances. Good save there by McKenzie a moment ago, I have to say, a few minutes ago. But let's be honest with Lordswood, they've not done anything, have they?
No, they've flattered to deceive because they've put a few long balls over the top and their players run onto them, but there's nothing happening with them. You know, we clear them up easily. And JJ's been great at just sweeping up at the back there.
I've just seen,
like you said, the one time they got through, McKenzie made a good save. So
I was just saying, from the social media, they've just put up that basically Erith are all but camped in the Lordswood half.
Really?
Would you not say?
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
Yeah. Are you being diplomatic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's either being played well in that midfield or, you know, there's those last-minute balls that don't seem to be going through. There's some tired bodies out there.
There is, but, you know, it's been a lot of games. It's been a long old season. Two more to go and then whatever it is, playoff-wise.
Yeah.
So
that's if we get there.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got to be optimistic, and you've got to be positive.
Yes, absolutely.
We are nothing if not chipper on this,
I like that.
On this podcast.
I like that. Chipper's a good word. Speaking of chips, you get me some at half-time?
No, they haven't got none behind the bar.
Oh, what's that? Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Woody there with a McKenzie Foley tribute, kicking the ball back on the pitch.
Outrageous.
What? I mean, it was a big, long kick. What are you all insinuating? And the chuckling shoulders of the Diets down there. 0-0. Listen, I'm not trying to make stupid jokes, as you know, that's not my style. But I think I think some low-flying planes might end up on the pitch the way this linesman keeps waving his flag.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Honestly, he's like just come out of a semaphore class and he's practicing on the way home.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, it's like, you know when you was a kid and you had those ribbons and you used to wave them.
We weren't privileged to have ribbons anyway, in my day.
Ball out wide, Harrison Carney, who does a few step overs, gets in the box on the edge, 6 yard box, dings it over. It's Tom Ash.
Great ball from Harrison there.
It's offside. No, it's not. Everyone's looked. Cross comes in there from Harrison Carnegie. Tom Ash buries it into the bottom corner. And there is the goal music. What a great header. A powerful header from a powerful man.
I love Tom Ash. He's great.
Isn't it just... And do you know what I like about Tom Ash? His name, both names are one syllable. So you ain't got to mess about... Tom Ash.
Proper.
Tom Ash. It's a great moment there from Tom Ash, and for the second time this season, hang on 1 second. And for the second time this campaign, Adam Woodward has smiled. 1-0. We're back for the second half, Robert. And one thing I will say, it's 1-0, but could be more.
It could be more.
What was the song? Well, was it Beverly Knight? Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a few opportunities to make it a few more. I think 1-0 was a little bit generous on Lordswood, no disrespect. They've done okay. They're playing their defensive high line well. But one thing I will say is it's a very brave if it goes a bit wrong, isn't it? Because that's a lot of ground you want to make up.
It is. And I think the other thing is we need to make sure that, because we're having a lot of possession, we're spending a lot of time just passing the ball around, maintaining our possession. We don't want to become complacent. We don't want to get tired. Because when you're in charge, when you've got the ball a lot and you're passing it around a lot, just hanging on to it, it can be just as tiring as if you're running after it. So we need to be careful of that.
One thing I will say, and is it because I've got red tinted glasses on? It might be. Not a lot's happening, like when it comes to goals and stuff, but it's certainly not boring. It's very tactical.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we only need to get 3 points out of this, and we don't need to do it in any kind of a pretty way. We just need to get 3 points.
But it's not a bad game.
But it's not a bad game of football. No, not by any manner of means. Both teams have got it on the floor and are passing it around. There's been precious little kind of, you know, long balls in the air and that kind of stuff, which is good. That's what you want, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they want to play football, well, then we'll out-football them.
Yeah, and I think as well, to a degree, you know, Adam Woodward has mentioned on YouTube channels a few times about depth of the squad and strength of squad and all that kind of thing. I think when you've got some players who you could argue maybe a little bit fringe, won't name names so I don't offend anyone, but a little bit fringe, they're making a good account for themselves, the ones who have come in.
Yeah, you get a chance, you've got to take it. You know, you've got to prove that you've got what it takes to...
That's a lovely touch by Dyer there.
Lovely,
who plays it out wide to Is it Ryan Bradley? Bradley Ryan.
Bradley Ryan.
Bradley Ryan. I can never remember.
Oh, no, number 19.
It's it from distance. Whoa. And just goes over the bar. But it's, yeah, no, this is the transfer for Callum at the back and, you know, Bradley Ryan and Taz in the midfield and to really cement a place and just think, you know what, we've got to...
I've seen Taz playing for a spot called Kensbury Brazil this year as well.
Yeah, no, he's been doing okay. He's a good steady little player. And but this is a real chance to cement that case, and it just shows why this is a squad game. I think I heard earlier on something like... I think we played something.
Squad game, yeah.
We played 50 plus games, and Dyer has pretty much played in all of them, and Tom Ash.
Yeah, exactly. And I know there's only a couple more league games to go, and then hopefully some playoff games.
37 league games and 18 cup games. Some people have played 55 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a hell of a long
season. That's a lot of game.
It's nice having Rachel Riley here. Yeah. With the stats, yeah. I'm only kidding. A free kick lofted in towards the far post there by Dyer, and a very soft free kick he's given there, but it remains 1-0. Chris is back with a prawn cocktail, so I'll wait for him to finish before I ask any questions.
Seafood
indeed. I was just saying to Rob, Chris, without trying to regurgitate too much, it's not been a boring game of football, but not a great deal's happened.
No, I think just energy levels, I would say, are, do you know what, they've had a lot of big games. This is a big game, but because they've still got 3 games left, they need 1 win from those 3. You know, it doesn't have that feel of urgency maybe about the performance. I think it's a professional performance. They're 1-0 up, and I expect them to go on and win it. But, you know, they've had so many, two big cup finals, you know, big games against big teams. This is one that just feels a little bit like after the Lord Mayor show almost.
Yeah, and the thing is as well, to a point, they've been quite emotional games as well, you know, like, as in, not people are crying, but, you know, like even the mental strain of going into the Santa Cup final, especially with Erith Town, you know, the highs and lows of being from a goal down to getting it back and all that kind of stuff. We all want to celebrate and, you know, cheer when we do well, but it's back to the grind a little bit. And you can argue this is, as cup finals aside, this is the biggest game of the season.
Yeah. Well, the next 3 games are all the 3 biggest games of our season, to be fair, because we need results out of them, we need points out of them, so that we can, you know, not just cement the playoff place, but end up as high in those spots as we can. Hopefully, you know, if everything comes good, we'll get a home advantage on our ties, which will be nice.
We will see. There remains 1-0 so far, and more of the same, please. There are some angry people in the stands today. I, as a neutral podcast, don't get involved with this tomfoolery. Really.
Or even Tom Ashery.
Tom Ashery is another good one. I mean, I'm just worried at the moment, because if Lordswood do score from this, we've got Lordswood's right near the Diets. It could all go off. Really. If we see anyone's been attacked by a hairpin, we know who that is. Lordswood with a free kick. I do make myself laugh sometimes. Are you going to download this show? What? How dare you? I'll send you the link later. Lordswood with a free kick on the left-hand side. That is a very big wall with James, 5 on the wall there. And a little bit on the top with JJ there, because he's huge. It's quite quiet in the chat. Comes in towards goal. That is a superb free kick. Absolutely superb free kick from Lordswood there.
Erith Town with a wall made of smoke.
Yeah. And to be fair to the Lordswood fans, we might have got a wolf whistle. That might have been at the Diets hairstyle rather than the free kick. But it was a good free kick. And to be fair, Foley had absolutely no chance with that one.
No, he watched it all the way because
he couldn't get near it. There's nothing he could do. He couldn't get near it. That's a great free kick.
That wasn't his side at the end of the day. He's covering the other side. The wall's covering that side. This is a penalty. Good free kick, sorry.
It's currently 1-1, and I know you'll be listening to this in the future. Probably, I don't know, walking your dog or something like that. But at this moment in time, it's exciting because Bearstead are 2-0 down. And no one cares except for me. This is an absolute shock. Listen, who asked you? 1-1. I'm only joking. So, you're Adam Woodward. What changes do you make to get a bit more into this? Because, again, it's not been bad. It's just missing that killer instinct.
Well, the ball started to go one way than the other a bit too quickly. I would bring Ladic on to put a bit of work rate into the middle of the pitch, so that we can control the ball a bit more there and win it back when we lose it. And he's really good at doing that. And then possibly Ollie, just to freshen things up front. But I don't know who you'd bring off really particularly. Apart from that, I don't really know what else we've got that we desperately need, because everyone else is playing okay. We're playing all right. We just lost out to a worldie of a free kick.
Yeah. But it's just need to be that. For me, it's not bad. It's not with an oomph.
It's good, but it's not great.
It sounds like Roy Walker in Catchphrase. It's good, but it's not right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sounding a bit downbeat. I don't want it to be downbeat. If we're playing well, they're knocking the ball around nicely, and when it's in the air, they're trying to bring it down, and you know, they're playing lovely balls like that from Milo there, where, you know, outside of the foot with a nice bit of spin and it lands where they want it to. The football is good, but it's just not clinical enough, is it?
No, it's not. And but it'll come. I mean, you know, these, like we've said earlier, some of these players have played 55 games so far this season. That's a, you know, when you're not a full-time footballer, that's practice.
Oh, he's gone in and an offside flag's raised.
Oh,
again, an offside flag's raised.
Not another again. Offside flag.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great cross in and Taylor gets on the end of it, but, I mean, this is...
Yeah!
It's don't count. It's not a goal. It's offside.
Oh.
Keep up.
Did the linesman put his flag up again?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, well, there we go.
He's got a flag and he's going
to
use it.
Yeah. We have got to start reading that line better. I would say I'll give you some advice, but they're going to listen to this after the game. So maybe advice for the deal game.
Yeah, one all.
Not long to go, 10 minutes into the game now. And again, it's just been a frustrating afternoon for the Dockers.
It has. It's all petered out a little bit. It's all gone a little bit flat. You know, once they got their goal, they've made a load of changes. They look a little bit disjointed, but we're just not able to take advantage. I just think we're tired. And you can tell, you know, there's tired legs out there.
A big long ball by Tom Ash is played towards Ollie Milton, who tries to turn the defender, but he is just a little bit too much. I think you're right. Let's be critical. I don't think not reading the offside lines help much neither. Let's be honest.
No, we have been offside far too many times, and they've played a really high line, and we thought we could take advantage of it by sending someone deep to break the lines, but we haven't done that, and all we've done is ended up offside every time we've gone through.
And I know we've said it as a little bit of laugh and joke, but it's probably well in the double figures we've been offside. And I'm not joking.
No, it genuinely has been. And it's ridiculous, really. But, you know, then again, once again, tiredness and everything else, it's, you know, I think for a lot of these guys, they just want to go home and have a nap.
Yeah. I know how they feel.
Yeah. Except for Dyer, obviously, who's got a party later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Dyer has got a party later on, which we have not been invited to. I will keep mentioning this. Where is his party? Don't worry, we ain't coming. We just put something out on socials. It's outrageous, really. I love a Volivon. It would have been good to see what the spread was.
Yeah.
Never mind. Are you going to wear the bucket out of the party? Can you get some photos and send them over, please? Seeing as we won't be there to take them. Comments from Katie. Are you invited to the party? No! Listen, if I hear that Georgia's... Is Georgia invited to the party later? No, good. No offence, Georgia. They don't like you neither. I'll remember this. Do you know what? When he thanks the pod for getting him his move, I won't accept it, to be honest with you. I think it's poor. And do you know what? When they said supporters player, I said Dyer earlier on, but no, stuff him. Who's that player who played 20 minutes at the start of the season? He's got my vote. 1-1. Corner now from the left-hand side to be swung in by Dyer. It's high, it's towards the far post, but just goes out for a goal kick. It's frustrating. It really is. It's not been a bad performance by any means. By if Jake Lovell looks like he's come on for the last few moments, there isn't long left now until injury time, and then obviously the end of the game. Adam Wood with that real... I'll tell you what, if he scores now, it was that pat on the back from Adam Woodward that done it.
Absolutely. If he scores now, though, we'll have to build a statue to him outside the ground.
Absolutely. Harrison Carnegie leaves the field now to be replaced by Jake Lovell. Not long left to go at all now, but it's... yeah, it's just going to be one of those days, isn't it? I mean, we feel frustrated. I mean, it's not touch wood, anything wood here, my head. If it stays like this, we're in the playoffs.
Yeah. True. I mean, you can't argue with that. That was the plan all along from the beginning of the season. So if it stays like this and we're in the playoffs, then the mission accomplished. Yeah. And the two cups, the double winning of the two cups is just bunts on top of what we planned.
Yeah.
So
Adam Woodward showing up on his phone there. I think he's the next level. He's on Angry Birds. He's really happy with himself.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Absolutely. But we need to just keep going. Not long left to go. I think it was a stopwatch you might be in China.
I think it probably was.
Yeah. So we will see how much longer we've got left to go. How do you think the officials have done today?
They haven't covered themselves in glory, shall we say.
I don't think they've done too bad.
Well, I don't have a lot of problem with the ref, but I think the lino, particularly the one on the other side, has been...
Oh! Whoa! That is absolutely outrageous. Jake Lovell, that massive bang there was Jake Lovell being smashed into the sideboard there by Lords of Play. All jokes aside, that is solid wood and metal scaffolding poles holding it up, and that whole thing has rocked.
Yeah.
I'm not even that overplaying that, am I?
No. I wouldn't have got up from that.
Yeah, that's awful. That's he's caught him late there as well, and only a yellow card is shown.
Yeah, it's dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. That really is, I know it's a terrible thing to say, but it's...
And now it's all going off now because they want the free kicks to be taken closer to the touchline. That's appalling. That's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't
know. It's turned into pettiness.
And it doesn't need to be like that. It doesn't need to be like that whatsoever. Ball comes in, talks to Tom Ashley, drops to Jake Lovell, who tries to win it. Ladic now on the chase to keep the ball in. Oh, and he's done well there to battle that. He's gone into the penalty area and cleared. Not long to go now, but I'll tell you what. That might be the kick up the backside that both teams need now to get that final goal. 1-0. There we are! Harry Taylor with the last minute.
Bullet header.
Into the top corner there. Lovely cross on the right-hand side. After Jake Lovell was abused there. I tell you, I've seen some violence in my time. But anyway, back to the goal. Lovely cross comes in from the right-hand side by Tom Ash. Yeah, bullet header into the top corner, and that's the 2-0 for Erith Town. 2-1, got carried away there, to hopefully secure that playoff place. Amanda there with the ball, five minutes.
And it keeps the winning run going. That must be eight, nine, maybe even ten on the spin now.
Well, we'll see. It's great stuff. Well done, Amanda. 2-1, 5 minutes to go. Either Adam Woodward was delighted with Mackenzie Foley's save there, or he had the ticket that's the golden goal and he's probably won about 50 quid. He's a very happy man today.
He seems very happy just then.
He doesn't show it much. There is the final whistle. The air is punched. 3 points that were needed has been confirmed. At this moment in time, we are still waiting for the final whistle to sound at other grounds to confirm it, but we can safely say that we just heard that. So,
Erith are confirmed in the playoffs.
It's the playoffs are confirmed. See you later on. Enjoy the party. Yeah, thanks. That's all right. No worries. Go on, enjoy the pie, as we will enjoy these 3 points that take us, Erith Town, cement that playoff place. What do you think, Rob?
I think it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant result. Just to get into the playoffs, that's the plan. As I said earlier, all season, the plan was let's get ourselves into the playoffs and give ourselves a chance. And we've done exactly that, and we've won two cups along the way. I mean, this season can't be thought of as anything other than a qualified success. So anything that happens from now on is bunts, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. The target was playoffs. The target was to do well in cups. Yeah. Maybe not win, but do well in cups. We have absolutely smashed both of those. 2-1 Erith Town, 3 points down to Stanmore. And blimey O'Reilly, it's going to be an exciting few weeks.
Absolutely.
We'll catch up with Adam Woodward after these. Up the Dockers. Adam, 2-1 win today over Lordswood. Made hard word of it, but job done.
Yep, job done. Playoffs secured. It's what we wanted, and I wanted it to be done our way. I didn't want it to be relying on other results, and we have, which is great. So roll on Tuesday night away at Deal and see if we can climb this table.
Yeah, it was one of those games where it wasn't necessarily a bad game. It was quite frustrating. I thought the way Erith knocked the ball around at times was quite nice, and be fair to Lordswood, I think they did as well. But for majority of the game, you were camping there off.
Yeah, struggled to break them down maybe, and look, it's a great free kick from their player to get level at 1-1. But again, with 10 minutes ago, I don't think we looked like we wanted to settle for a draw, and we knew that would be enough. We went for the win, which is good, and obviously we got it in the 89th minute, I think.
Yeah, great, great goal in the first half by Tom Ash, a great header, and then he proved the assist later on for Harry Taylor.
Yep, fantastic first header for Tommy, and great assist for the second one. So I think he was really good today, Tom, to be fair. I know obviously he gave away the free kick for the goal, but sometimes you have to hold your hands up and say that's a good finish, and the free kick was. And like I said, he's put a fantastic ball in at the end for Harry to header in.
You say about his giveaway the foul there, which, yeah, these things happen. But I thought defensively you were solid as well. Lordswood offered very, very little, and their goals come from a dead ball, which would beat most keepers.
Yeah, Foley didn't make a save, did he? I don't think he did. No, I don't think we were in trouble. But shame we couldn't get a clean sheet. But look, today was about getting 3 points, and we got them.
Yeah, some good football played by your midfield today. Attacking wise, we look good. It's got to feel some confidence. I know we're going to have quite a busy 48 hours from Tuesday evening, but it's got to feel a bit of confidence the way he's knocking the ball.
Yeah, it was. Like, it's, the pitch is hard, it's dry, it's bobbly, it's not very good. But we try and play in certain areas, which is great, and in others we don't. But no, look, like I said, start of the day, we needed to get 3 points, and now we've done that, we've secured it, and listen, we just got to get ourselves through the next three games in 6 days, which is great. So that isn't kind, but we'll just have to get on with it. We'll travel to Deal again for the 7th season running on a Tuesday night. And then last game of the season here on the Thursday.
Another three-figure attendance today, loads of families down here as well. We want the same on Thursday, don't we?
Yep, like I said, you're obviously doing the photos with the cups. I'm going to put some money behind the bar for fans to have a beer on us from the team and try and pack it out for the last home game of the season. We could have a playoff game here if the results go our way, but no, for the last home game of the season, I want to see as many people here as possible.
Yeah, so rest up and good luck for the rest of the campaign.
Thank you.